the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little land. Do you see what I see? A star, a star. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Hear what I hear
ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere.
Keep it tuned right here to the holiday edition of Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tia Fuller. The album's called It's Christmas on Mack Avenue, and we'll check into Little Drummer Boy. Thank you. We're in the spirit around here in the studio. We'll be serving up traditional as well as contemporary Christmas tunes. Up first, the Sultans of String, off the album Christmas Caravan. We'll dig into A Django Christmas. Also, Diana Krall off her Christmas Songs album. We'll check into the tune Jingle Bells. Let's dig in.
Thank you. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Coming up next is the NOLA Players from the album Christmas Time in New Orleans. We're listening to the track Go Tell It on the Mountain, followed by Frank Sinatra from his album The Christmas Collection. We're going to listen to the track The Christmas Waltz.
We'll be right back. frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love, every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas. May your New Year's dreams come true. In this song of mine, in three-quarter time, wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Alaska's Salmon River was once known for its clean, sparkling water. But recently, the river has turned a sickly shade of orange, and scientists say climate change is to blame. As temperatures rise, nearby permafrost, or long frozen ground, is thawing. That's letting water and oxygen seep underground and mix with sulfide minerals, creating sulfuric acid. That acid eats away at rocks and releases metals like aluminum, cadmium, and iron. This contaminates the river and makes it cloudy and discolored.
It's pretty upsetting to see that these areas that we have cherished and tried to protect are being severely degraded by anthropogenic climate change.
At many points along the Salmon River, Patrick Sullivan at the University of Alaska Anchorage and his colleagues found enough of these metals to be toxic to aquatic life. Aluminum and iron can clog fish gills, while cadmium can cause calcium deficiencies. Sullivan says dozens of other streams in Alaska and Canada show the same signs of contamination. So climate change and melting permafrost are polluting the once pristine rivers of the far north. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.